Welcome to episode 25 of the Gentlemen Overlords podcast. Andrew.
Max.
Robert.
Hi, everybody. Hey, guys, what up?
Hey, what's up, everyone?
I was talking to you guys.
What's up? I know. What's up, everyone, to you and Max.
Oh, okay. Max, you want to go first?
What do you mean, go first?
Like, what's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. You know, it's really warm outside, and I'm sweating my balls off.
Oh my God, they really fell off.
Did they go through the floor? What was that?
Yeah, noise? That was the acid from his ball sack tearing through the floor.
I forgot your part Alien Covenant.
Part Alien Covenant. That was when Ridley
That's
Scott
called, right?
Injected you with pieces of the film.
When I describe the movie, I'm like, so the Alien Covenant's chasing her down the hall and...
Weren't the Halo aliens also somehow involved in a covenant?
They were
the covenant, right?
Yeah, the Ark of the Covenant.
That's confusing.
Too many covenants.
You're right. When I was watching Alien Covenant, all I could think of was like, where's Master Chief? Is this Halo?
Is the Arbiter going to show up soon?
Grenade.
Yeah, Rob, why did you do that?
Bad bit, Robert.
Yeah, you didn't throw an actual grenade, did you?
I did.
Oh, okay.
At the movie screen?
At us. So,
yeah. Weren't you there?
Alien Covenant?
Yeah.
He hosted.
When we were playing with our Xbox controllers.
Anyway, what the hell are we doing?
Oh, boy.
I've been doing all right. How about you, Robert?
I've been doing pretty well. Pretty well. Hey, you know, it's hot outside. And luckily I'm inside.
Yeah.
And nope, no balls to speak of. Everything's fine.
Oh, boy.
All Ken doll.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess that's the last of the three of us.
Wait a
right?
minute, you guys.
This is a whole lot of gobbledygook. We watched movies. Is that what you want me to say?
Oh, we did. That's correct. Hey, we did watch some movies. I know what we talked about in a previous ep was that we would watch movies and talk about them as like single episodes, but fuck it.
Already
you know what I mean?
Abandon like that.
Yeah. Abandon ship in that sense. No, you know, I figured, like, let's, like, do a little, like, loosey-goosey, you know, let's just, like, freeform, you know, like, ABC Family.
Okay, let's do, like, a little haiku episode.
Yeah.
Thing. A little jam.
Does that joke work on you guys, freeform like ABC Family?
Yeah, I totally understand that networks change names. Is that what it is?
Correct.
Okay,
yes,
sweet.
ABC Family is now freeform on most cable subscribers. So please tune into freeform. You can catch Harry Potter Marathon and... reruns of Gilmore Girls.
My favorite kind of marathon.
Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do, guys, I'm telling you, this is not a discussion. So you can actually turn your mics off for this.
Okay. Sorry.
We are going to go back in time. I don't know where this is going. maybe I'd like to go back in time and stop this bit from happening. We are going to talk about movies that we've seen in a general sense and not just review them, but just like talk about them. Like, did we like, you know, like in like rapid fire, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Sure.
So I've got a little treat for you guys. Back in the day when Robert, Ben, and I did our podcast, we had a little theme for the movies we'd seen. And so to roll us into movies we've seen, let's play that theme song.
You forget about me. Look my way, girl. Something breakfast.
Movies we've seen. Wow, it has been a long time since I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I want more Ben.
Max, we all want more Ben.
Yeah.
That's just the way.
We'll get him in here every other couple weeks to sing the theme song and
Maybe
then
I'll
we'll scooch him out the door.
Another Ernest movie.
The only movies.
We'll have him back for Christmas.
Yeah. When Ernest comes back to save Christmas, well...
Does he? We don't know.
Well, we don't know, but I know I think we know he's attempting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of Christmas, I have a movie that I saw.
Okay.
I saw Krampus.
Oh, you hadn't seen Krampus?
I had not seen Krampus. Is that like... You said that like everybody's fucking seen Krampus.
The number one box office.
It's the number one Christmas movie.
It's the first movie you
watch
after
running.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
No, starring Adam Scott.
Starring Adam Scott, Tony Collette, Dave Koechner.
Like, great. Yeah, it was a good cast.
The great Dave Koechner.
What did you think?
I don't know any of those guys.
You don't know any of them? You would recognize Dave Koechner. He's one of those.
I think you'd recognize Adam Scott.
He's
and Tony Collette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tony Collette was in.
I'm telling you, you would recognize him. Okay.
All right, yeah. All right. Tony Collette was in The Return of Xander Cage.
She was the
head of the
who hired him.
The British. The Charlize Theron character from Triple X, from Fast and the Furious.
That's her analog.
Yeah.
I would have to watch that again.
Yeah,
my memory's terrible.
Okay, let's watch it again.
Yeah, yes. Let's roll that movie.
What did you?
Whoa, he's snowboarding.
No, it's skiing. Skiing.
Damn it! He's dressed like he should be snowboarding. What?
So it's a hot Christmas flick in the summer that you watched.
Yes, it was.
Did that make it weird? It was that.
Yeah, because I kept like getting super cold because the snow from the TV was making me cold.
What kind of TV do you have?
It's the new 4K. Weather appropriate.
Is that what the K is for? Like four cooling units.
Four cool. Yeah, yeah.
And cool cigarettes sponsors it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Joe Camel delivers the TV to
that's
you.
Still a mascot. Yeah.
Joe Camel and the Marlboro Man coming together. What? It's a joint venture.
How old of a 4K TV is this? when cigarettes got, still had mascots.
They've got nothing to do, buddy, except deliver these TVs.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was. Have you seen it?
I did. I saw it in theaters.
Obviously, Max has seen it. He loved it.
Yeah,
he loves these actors and the movie.
Why don't you see generally what the plot is?
I heard it was good.
I like it. I like it. It's a kid like sort of like gets disenfranchised with Christmas because his family just can't stop fighting with each other during Christmas.
There's a lot of shitty. Yeah. Factors going on for sure. Yes.
Adam Scott and Tony Collette play his mom. He writes a letter to Santa and then tears it up. And then that, of course, calls upon the titular Krampus. Mm-hmm. And so Krampus sort of terrorizes this family, basically kills everybody in this town around them.
Oh, spoiler. Oh, yeah. Yes, that's true. They're in a giant snowstorm where people are like frozen solid.
Yeah. Like other people are paying for this kid's mistake. Yeah, I enjoy it. I think the thing I tell people about it is it's too funny to be scary and then also too scary to be truly funny. So it doesn't really level out in any way, and I wish it was either a little campier or a little scarier.
It's true because like even I think you might like it, Max, but like especially the creature effects, I'll leave it like pretty general.
Yeah.
Like there's some like some minions of Krampus that are pretty horrifying.
And the minions from Despicable Me also show
also
up.
Also make a little cameo. a mid-movie cameo, like the film stock cuts and the minions pop in.
And of course, they've been causing trouble by ruining the film stock. And you have to throw bananas at the screen to get them to go away.
I think this is still on film stock.
Yeah. yeah.
I like all that stuff. But that's not a bad point, actually. Like, it is kind of funny, but it's like a heightened dark comedy where like the dark is really dark and the comedy can be really funny in the moment, but you forget. It's like that family member just died.
The scares are like there's a part where one of the family members is out walking in the snow and there's something in the snow like stalking her or him. You don't want to give it away too much. but like that scene is like truly kind of scary.
Oh, yeah.
But then like some of the creatures that show up later are just sort of like too silly in certain ways, and so it just doesn't. I wish it leaned one way or the other a little more instead of trying to do both and not really doing super well at either. But I think well enough.
Like
I think it is creative. I think there are genuine scares in it. I think it is also funny. There's some genuine laughs, and Adam Scott's great in it. Tony Collette's great in it.
Do you ever make are you big on like watching holiday movies around the holidays?
Dude, my favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard. I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but like it's a Christmas movie, you guys.
That's your favorite movie that takes place on Christmas.
No, it's a Christmas movie, you guys. Mm. I think I'm like the only person with that opinion, but if
you should write an article about it. And we'll link it to our site.
Yeah.
It'll go away. Bye bye.
I think,
I
like watching holiday movies around the holidays?
Would this make your rotation if you watched anything?
Mm,
certain circumstances? What if like your metalhead friend was in town?
Oh,
like,
baby. Hey,
I need like a dark
Chaz. You're coming over this Christmas.
Chaz, yeah. What?
Chaz metalhead.
Oh yes.
Yeah, he's coming over this Christmas, and we're watching Krampus, baby.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you tepidly liked it.
I don't think I'd add it to my repertoire.
Okay.
But I also don't have a wide repertoire of Christmas movies anyway. Okay. So
just curious. Did you watch anything, Maximus?
Not a whole lot in terms of movies. Well, we had the movie day over at my house, and we watched punk.
Oh, just the little movie day where we watched
just
tons of movies all day.
We just watched about 10 or so movies or something. But for most of them, I just caught glimpses of them, and I was around doing more party stuff. And
so did it all add up to one amazing movie with disparate characters?
It was hard to keep track of the plot on that 10-hour movie, but. I think the highlights there were Neverending Story 3.
That was the last movie. I was gone by then, unfortunately. So,
but it had
classic Jack Black.
Jack Black as the bully.
Let me see, Falcor.
Did he sing an original song about a train?
Oh, that would have been nice. No, the thing I liked about him though is that he kind of knew what he was in, so he kept making the stupid Jack Black faces and all that.
You paid for the ticket.
He was pretty young though, so he wasn't like full on Jack Black at that point.
And I believe we mentioned Ben Horak earlier, but he always likes to mention that. Is there a gang called the Nasties? What are they called?
Yeah, Nasties.
Okay, all right.
And they go into the world and they're worried about the Nasty coming. Like,
I think Ben told me that he was in the gang called the Nasties, and I was like, oh, and then I realized it's just from this movie. So that's embarrassing.
Yeah, Ben's in the movie actually.
Oh my goodness!
Him and Jack Black, they're hanging out.
It was a tough gang.
So it was a really bad movie, but I enjoyed watching it.
That's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. It just had like. Crappy humor that didn't land at all, but you know,
how many horses died?
Sometimes that's enjoyable. Oh no, I'm not going to spoil anything. I don't actually remember. There could have been a horse death, but probably not. Oh, the original one, because the new one looks disgusting.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it looks.
But
weird.
Actually, then I went back and looked at the old pictures.
The original one, it's
pretty bad.
It's got a style, but it's definitely freaky.
Yeah, so this one looks completely different, and it's definitely worse in some ways. But I think like at least the nose looks better. Just the very tip of the nose looks better than the original.
Computers are getting really good nowadays.
It definitely was not computer. It was actually, Jim Henson's production company, but I don't know if it was actually him or what's going on, because it looked pretty bad. No, not so
It was
great.
Just Gonzo's nose.
It was just shots from the Muppet movie. Like
big improvement.
Inserted on,
but like someone's recording of the Muppet movie. Like it wasn't, they
from
couldn't
like
get
in a theater? Like,
somebody's on handy cam. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was also the new Muppet movie, which is weird.
Yeah, and it was an HD camera.
Yeah,
it was
Jason Segel
filming it.
Yeah, filming.
He leaked his own movie to get sympathy.
Yeah, to get sympathy.
Don't believe the haters. Go out and actually buy a ticket, guys. Well, I watched a movie as well. Okay,
just like Jason Segel, you watched a movie too.
I watched
my
own movie. and released it. No, it was called The Belko Experiment, and it was written by James Gunn of Guardians of the Galaxy fame.
Is that why can't I think of the name? I'm struggling with words
people,
recently.
What are you trying to say?
Pronunciation?
What
is that?
What is the fake movie studio that makes like the knockoff movies?
Oh, Asylum.
I almost call it like Lunatic Films.
You were making a knockoff of the knockoff company.
They're ripping Asylum.
I think we have an idea here. Let's start Lunatic Films, and they'll be knockoff of Asylum movies.
I think we could make it work.
Yeah, the joke was that Guardians was the Asylum version of Guardians. So.
You know what? We got there. Baby Groats, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
No, Belko Experiment. I think I haven't actually looked up a lot of background on this one, but... I think it's something that he's been telling people he wanted to do for a long time.
Well, then just fucking do it, James Gunn.
Yeah, you've got $1 million in the bank, so...
I think he got $1 million flat for...
no more, no less, he said.
James Gunn, pull the trigger.
Whoa!
You get it?
This one's going right out to him.
Yeah.
So I know it's an idea he's been kicking around, and it was an interesting plot. It was basically... In a nutshell, it is Battle Royale in an office building. And there's very strict conditions. It's 80 Americans, and they're all in somewhere in South America. And they're in this big office building, and one day, like, the shutters cover the all the windows and doors, and a voice tells them that there's 80 people in there, and that in, I think it's a half an hour, if 30 people aren't dead, they'll kill 60 people. And they kind of just start ramping up this sort of weird social experiment. And the way they do it at first, it's like they do a nice job of having every kind of person reacting how they might. Some people, Sean Gunn is in it, of course.
Well, it's a James Gunn movie, so yeah.
So his brother had to sneak onto set and into a role and get paid.
Are you filming a movie?
Yeah. Do they have craft services? So he's in it, and he's kind of the guy who doesn't believe anything is happening. It's all just like a prank being played on them. There's a guy from, what's it called, The Newsroom, that is in it, and he's kind of the main character. He's the one who like believes right away that like this is exactly what it says it is, and we have to be prepared or careful or, you know, check everything. Michael Rooker is in it too. He's one of like the two maintenance employees that like they try and like burn through the metal doors.
So the two guys who were in all James Gunn movies are in this movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
I'm sure there's more. What's the name of the really tall doctor with like the kind of creepy smile from Scrubs? You know the actor,
John McGinley?
Yes, he's in it too. He's one of the upper management guys, and like they all kind of get a bit of a complex at some point. And uh-huh. Like, we know what's best because we're bosses in the building, so we want to be bosses in life. I don't want to say too much though, because it's actually an interesting film. Maybe it's interesting that you brought up Krampus, because there's a little bit of comedy, but again, it's such a dark film where people are literally like hacking each other apart at some points or shooting each other like point blank that like it's barely a laugh in the Martha Kent joke in Batman versus Superman sort of a thing where it's like a little jarring when someone actually makes like a crack at some point. 'Cause you're like, oh God, people are dying by the second. But yeah, I really liked it. And of course, James Gunn wanted to make this, and I thought it was interesting. Kind of a nice little different take.
If your place of employment were on lockdown in a similar way, how long would you last?
Oh, boy. I work around a lot of, like, soups and tongs and stuff now, so I feel like I could last a while if I utilized that successfully.
How about you, Andrew?
If, like, the place I worked descended into madness and we had to...
You had to defend yourself with what was around you.
How long would I last?
Fight to the last. Yeah. Would you be the last?
I think I'd go first.
I was going to say, that's assuming that you would, like, also take up arms against the people you work with if you had...
Oh, I'm not meaning, like, I'd sacrifice myself. I just mean that I'm, like, weak in combat and, like...
Oh.
Oh, no. Yeah. You could kill some people.
Yeah, you know what? You could murder.
You think so?
What a weird...
You guys really think so?
How about you, Max?
I think I'd go pretty quick.
Okay.
I think there are some tough people around.
We're lacking some confidence. Believe in yourself.
Also lack of trying. I don't think I'd really feel up to killing someone.
That's more to the point, I think. It's less like, could I get video game creative with the objects around me, or would I be willing to do any of that? Which is no. So yeah. Anyway, I thought that was good. I lived out my dark fantasies through the Belko experiment.
Finally. So you just sat down with a bowl of popcorn, whipped your dick out, and just
it wasn't popped cranking popcorn, it. I was just eating the kernels.
A bowl of unpopped popcorn.
Just how I like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Extra salt.
Extra stew. I don't know why that was the gross part.
Ew, salt.
Ew. You want to add extra salt on that popcorn? Popcorn's already salty. Well, the other movie I saw, and Rob also saw, I assume we were talking about, I don't know, maybe he just read all the plot points online or something. I saw Baby Driver.
Oh, yeah, Baby Driver.
You saw it too?
I saw, indeed.
Max, you didn't see it?
No, I did not.
Then get the fuck out.
Bye.
Bye. God, right. Finally.
He's gone.
Yes.
We'll be very general, very quick.
I think I say we'll be gentle.
Yes, we'll be gentle with our description of the movie.
Yeah.
Now I know this is scary. There's an actor in it.
Hey, Snowflake. I know that.
Oh boy.
Treat me like a baby.
It's an Edgar Wright movie. So it's been getting some complaints online that it's not quite the Edgar Wright movie that everybody's expecting. I think that's kind of unfair. It's unfair to Edgar. So maybe you guys should leave him alone.
Yeah.
No, I think it's kind of a... I really like the movie a lot. Mm-hmm,
me
and
too.
But it is unlike the Cornetto trilogy in terms of tone and what are some usual things that you'd expect in like Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, is it The World's End or is it At World's End? Which one's the Pirates of the Caribbean movie and which one's the Edgar Wright movie?
At World's End is Pirates.
Okay.
The World's End is...
Okay.
Edgar Wright. The name of the director of the
movie. Edgar Wright.
That's not a bad thing because it's fine when a director does something that's a little...
No, I was really glad that it didn't hit a lot of the same tropes and ideas of the other movies. And I was very happy to see like a totally... I mean, not... There's some things in the movie that are like... standbys for Edgar Wright. You know, there's like the quick edit, you know, sure. like zoom in on this, zoom mm-hmm. in on that.
Thing. It's just a style.
It's just a style. And, you know, there's also, I won't give it away, but there's something that happens when the character's towards the end that kind of felt like it came out of, like hadn't existed.
Got bit by a zombie.
And... Someone got bit by a zombie. Yeah, exactly. And then Timothy Dalton shows up and falls on a statue. At a certain point, does do a couple things that are sort of familiar to Edgar Wright movies, but overall, I was glad to see like a new style of movie from him. And
yes.
It's also, I mean, when I say that, his movies are like very much like love letters to the kind of movies that they are sort of spoofing the genre of. You know, like Shaun of the Dead is
like Hot Fuzz is a good action adventure kind of comedy movie.
Yeah.
In the same way that Bad Boys 2 and Point Break, mm-hmm. they actually watch and enjoy in the film. So
like having Baby Driver, I think is a very, like, it's an homage to like car chase movies.
Heists.
And heist movies. So I think it's a well-made movie in that genre. That's also a love letter to movies that have been made in that genre before.
Yeah, with perfume on it, a little love letter with perfume and like mm-hmm, a kiss. And
the envelope sealed with lipstick.
Yeah.
So I really like it. I think the cast is great.
I think you should see it in a theater because the soundtrack is a big part of it. People are also calling it like a car chase movie or a heist movie that's like a musical.
Yeah.
It's informed by the music. The soundtrack is actually playing for a character.
No characters break out into song or anything. There is like
the cars don't sing and jump up and become
that's
real.
That's the after credit scene. Yeah. You missed that part. But there is a lot of like playing around with the music, like there's a song playing in the background and like sort of the scene is also making beats similar to the song that's playing, so they do play around with that a little bit,
but it doesn't feel intrusive. It's again another fresh take with Edgar Wright's style, so I liked that.
I heard it was more of a straight on chase movie than like a spoof of chase movies.
I wouldn't say it's a spoof.
No,
it's not a spoof.
And I guess his other movies weren't necessarily spoofs, but they were more jokey about.
They were
the whole
informed
thing.
So much by
what
came before them. And this one and also has like, you know, a bit of a love story. With not that that's a stranger in some of these films, but like it's more of a thrust for what the character does.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that he has like the girl he works with on the job that you know he's. It's sort of they're separate.
Yeah,
they're separate elements. We just don't want to say too much. But yeah, it's really good. I think, as you already touched on, the thing that stings for me the most is that it's fair to compare it to his other work. But like, yes, I think people should enjoy it on its own merit and then try and enjoy it as its own film.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't like Baby as a name. I'll just put that out there. I read a book recently called Beloved. And there was a mm-hmm. character called Grandma Baby.
Okay, we'll get to the plugs at the end of the episode, all right?
This is your book? There's a character called called Grandma Baby?
Grandma Baby. Her name was Baby, and she was a grandma of...
I would hope.
Grandmother of someone. But when I first read the name, they didn't have an explanation. And I was just like, what the hell am I reading about right now? Is this an old lady that's also a baby? Is it a Benjamin Button thing?
Uh-huh.
Or what?
Was it explained?
Yeah, I mean, eventually, it gets explained. But spoiler my point alert? Is, it might get explained, it might not. But I don't like the name Baby as a name. If your name is Baby, change it.
Okay.
You hear me, Jennifer Grey?
There's a thematic reason for it in the film, too. But
all right, we'll see.
It's a weird one.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll let Max be the judge of this.
Maybe he'll edit it before I go see it. And like normal name
it's called
Driver.
Max Driver. They
Ooh,
just
I
changed.
Like it.
Yeah.
That's
well,
a nice one.
It's got a
one.
Nice ring to it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Cool. Any other movies you want to talk about we've seen, or do you want to move on to the game? I have planned.
I'm curious about this game.
The game is afoot, it sounds like.
The game is afoot. All right. Well, I've got a game. Let's see. I might have a theme song.
Might have a theme. I like the confidence.
Oh. This, of course, is Head Games by Foreigner. All right. Welcome.
Really let that one breathe.
Welcome to the games. Let the games begin. Okay.
Let the games begin.
That's someone else's entire. That's their best.
Oh, right.
Entire.
Well, guys, as we all know, it was recently the 4th of July.
As we all know.
If you don't know, now you do know.
I slept from July 3rd to July 5th.
Well, so this will be a big surprise to you. Okay. It was recently July 4th.
The birth of our nation.
The birth of our nation, Independence Day. And the movie I always think of on July 4th. This is the game. Try and figure it out. No. the movie I always think of on July 4th is... Da-da-da-da! Independence Day!
Okay.
And
the new one?
The new one. Yeah, Resurgence. Yeah.
I watch that every 4th of July.
So I was thinking, though, what, you know, you always hear these stories about, like, these roles that were supposed to go to someone else. And I was wondering what, like, who else was maybe supposed to be cast in the Will Smith role for Independence Day?
Oh.
So here's what I'm going to do. I have a list of actors who were up for the role in Independence Day, the role of...
The famous role of
Will from Fresh Prince.
Captain. I don't remember his name either. He's also, to be fair, he's one of like seven main characters.
Right. There's also, did you know there's supposed to be another, like Matthew Perry was supposed to be in the movie as a totally different character, and then they, like, he backed out like pretty quickly.
Who was he going to be? What do you mean?
He was another like army guy in it. Captain
Matthew Perry?
Stephen Hiller.
Hiller, that was right.
Yeah. Yeah, Matthew Perry was supposed to be in...
As, like, Data's assistant in Area 51, yeah. Or what?
Yeah. I don't know what the character was supposed to be, but there was just another role in the movie that they didn't...
What was he to... Was he like, I'm going to do the Friends movie. Sorry, I can't
It. Yeah. So I'm going to start naming off some credits of actors, and so I want you guys to be able... Once you figure out who it is...
Kurt Russell.
Based on the...
Is the game over?
Yeah, the game's over. It is. All so the names are Kurt Russell.
Okay, so are we... You're reading off names of actors, and we are saying...
No, I'm gonna name off credits of an actor, and you are going to guess who the actor is based on the credits that I'm reading.
Of other films they've been in.
Yes.
And that is one of the people that
was up for the role of...
Hiller?
Of Captain Stephen Hiller.
Of Hillman?
Yeah, the Hillman himself. Are you ready to start the game?
Yeah, sure.
Trading Places.
Dan Aykroyd? Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy was originally offered the role. He was the first choice.
Oh, boy. I am trying to picture... Oh, man.
All right.
Eddie Murphy. Wow.
The Murph dog. Okay.
Waffles himself.
Yeah. The next actor... Lions for Lambs.
Lions for Lambs. Okay, I'm having a hard time getting a visual of this. George Clooney?
Max, do you have a guess?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
JTT is
Thomas.
Yeah.
Rhombus.
It's Krampus's brother.
Yeah.
Bellavendry Thomas.
Not correct.
Dang.
All right.
I thought I was...
That's a hard move. I don't recall the...
The next clue is A Few Good Men.
Tom Cruise?
Val TC. Kilmer. TC himself.
See, like a much older casting for the time. Well, maybe not.
I think him...
How young was Will Smith during Independence Day?
Ooh.
I mean, it's been a while now.
Will Smith was...
At the time. On every Independence Day is...
Well, he is... Let's see here.
Oh boy,
I have to do some math.
Okay, here we go.
He was born September 25th, 1968. So he's
18
years old. fresh-faced 18-year-old.
He is the Fresh Prince.
He's 49?
Really?
Is that right?
Wait.
59? Well, I don't know.
He's 69.
Oh, I've got a webcam on him. He's 69ing.
A webcam?
He's 48.
There we go.
There we go.
Wow. Well, yeah, I guess he wasn't. I'm just trying to picture Tom Cruise and Eddie Murphy if they were sort of. They're a little older, though. So there's. Yeah.
Okay, now you're going to start. You're going to love some of these.
How many people did they cast? This is such a wide net.
Okay, so here's. All right. This next actor has a credited role in Keanu.
I watched this movie recently called Keanu. I wonder if it's the same one. Accredited. This actor has a credited role in Keanu? I can't think of anyone in Keanu.
This actor also has a credited role in Something's Gotta Give.
What even is that? Some of these movies. I'm hung up on Keanu. Credited role? Rob Hubel?
No, that would have been great.
a teenage Rob Hubel.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. I can't...
So far, I've seen none of these movies. This game is not for me.
This actor also had a role in Speed.
I've seen that one. Keanu.
Keanu Reeves is correct.
Did I miss the... There was a Keanu cameo in...
I think he's the voice of the cat.
Are you for real?
In Keanu.
Oh, my God. Wow. Just like how George Clooney did the dog in South Park.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Was that the other clue?
Yeah, that was... Yeah, Clune Dog was the other. Well, that gives a whole new meaning to the term Clune Dog.
Okay. So we... Okay. How many more people were up for this role?
There's three more, and I can do. I don't have to do the rest if you don't want. I can do one more. Do you want me to do one more?
What's the most shocking one of those? And I better be freaking shocked.
All right, I'm gonna give you the most shocking one. This might be the hardest one though.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, oh my God, you got it. This actor would go on to make
this. Yeah, this actor, because he insists on being on all his movies.
All right. This movie is a guy.
What?
This actor was in a little movie called... I'm like looking at these credits. I was like, "How fuck?
Is this 56K modem? Was it loading? What are you looking at?" good modem impression.
This actor was in Backdraft.
Oh my God.
John Travolta?
A million people in Backdraft. One of the Baldwins. Sean William Scott.
Sean William Baldwin.
Is Nick Cage in there?
No, that was the latter 49, I think. No, that's... Was Nick Cage in Backdraft?
Face Off.
No way.
Face Off. You're right.
Burn Off.
This actor also was in Justice League Crisis on Two Earths.
As a voice actor?
As a voice actor.
Rip Torn.
Phil Lamar.
No.
He's in every... Yeah.
He also had a role on an episode of 30 Rock.
Oh, Alec Baldwin?
Tina Fey.
Did we already ask?
Alec Baldwin and episode of 30 Rock?
Tracy Morgan. I don't freaking know.
I'm like reading... You know what? Fuck it. I'm like reading his credits and none of these are...
Who is this man?
This man is... Billy Baldwin was almost the main character in Independence Day.
Well, that would have made it a whole different echelon of movie for sure. Holy moly.
It also would have starred a guy who everybody assumes is related to the Baldwins, but is not, and that's Adam Baldwin, Jane, from Firefly.
That's right.
Yeah.
How early in casting was that they just could not pin down like what they were looking for exactly? It's a lot of different ranges of actors and different kind of, I don't know.
It sounds like a U2 song. They still hadn't found what they were looking for.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I think they were probably playing that during every audition.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many of these guys actually made it to the audition stage. Like it could.
Do you think like Will Smith sabotaged them on the way to the the audition? Yeah. Is that what you think?
How many of them actually
like got? How many of them got flat tires that morning?
Yeah.
Broken kneecaps and stuff.
Or mm-hmm. one got like abducted by aliens on the way and was like, "You guys, you won't
wait
believe
a minute."
It. And they were like, "Oh, we don't believe you. We're making an alien about a movie about fake."
Hey, we've
aliens?
Already got Randy Quaid in this movie. Yeah. Let's.
We already have someone who's been abducted by aliens multiple times.
Yeah.
I just meant that there are a lot of times where a director will say that an actor was considered for the role, but
sure.
that doesn't mean necessarily that they were even called or that it was even considered beyond a single meeting or something like that, where it's just like, oh,
they're finding out from that quote that, that they're saying that.
Yeah,
exactly. The actor doesn't even know until
that's a good point.
Up.
That's
so I'm sure there are a ton of them that were considered for this role. I wonder how far they got.
I think we were in consideration for the role.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't blame them either.
Mm-hmm. It was a wide enough,
we all would have done a good job. I think the three of us stacked on top of each other would have done a good job in that
in a trench coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a weird tall cockpit on the jet fighter we were in.
Why is the main character still wearing a trench coat in the plane?
It's like he's in the desert now. It's really hot.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's the game.
Pew, pew, pew. That's me failing.
Blue.
Oh, what part of Pac-Man is this?
Pac-Man Remix! Oh, man. Freestyle King.
That, of course, is the King of Houston, the Freestyle King himself.
Houston
Lil
has
Flip.
A king now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Lil Flip. Playing us the outro to the game section by saying game over.
Did I ever show you the spatula?
What?
Lil Flip.
Oh, you had a spatula called Lil Flip?
I never bought it, but I saw it at a store. I think I took a picture and I meant
never
to send it to you.
No, you
but
did
I
not.
Okay. That was a little chicken.
Did I that's like that would be like the weirdest threat. Did I ever show you this spatula and then whap?
Bam.
Oh bom. My god, he's dead. You ring like a bell?
Yeah.
Well, that's that. Why'd you mind? Go check it out. It's hot shit.
That's the plugs for this episode. Go to Wajimaya.
That's right.
And
check out Lil Flip.
And forget to take a picture of this spatula.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a picture with the spatula. Use the hashtag Lil Flip.
Yeah.
It'll get right to us.
Post it on our Facebook page.
Post it on the Facebook page.
You want to see Lil Flip pictures?
I want to see all your Lil Flip pictures. And just keep sending them in.
Yeah.
Any picture with the spatula.
And then don't forget to tag it on Twitter with at Lil Flip.
Get some extra traffic going that way.
Yeah. He'll retweet all of them, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Someone's mentioning my name.
It's been so long.
It's me, Lil Flip.
All the revenue from being the Freestyle King is really dried up. This is a great Lil Flip impression that we're all doing.
That was the first time hearing that man's voice from me. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, Little Flip. That was when he both hosted and was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live.
Wow. So he like introduces himself then runs back and starts saying,
yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, Little Flip. And then game over.
Oh, and then he's
playing.
The audience too?
He's also the audience. Yeah, he really did it all. He's the Freestyle King, so it would make sense that he'd be good on a sketch show. If he's a Freestyle King, maybe he does a little improv.
Ooh, I don't know if it's the same thing.
It is. Let me
it
tell
is.
You. It is.
Yeah. Let me jump in here. Yeah. It truly is.
Take any freestyle rapper and put them on stage.
And they're a great improviser?
That's right.
I think some of the best improvisers are also the best freestyle rappers, and probably vice versa.
If 8 Mile was just about improv comedy?
I think it's been long enough that they could make
an improv version of
an improv version. Yeah, I don't
think. Colin Mockery.
Eight chuckles.
Colin Mockery.
It works.
The greatest mockery to all actors.
He was considered for the role.
Now, wait a minute. What are your sources? Me right now.
Colin Mockery told me himself.
Oh, all right. Well,
wow.
That's good enough.
You guys had a nice hang?
Hang sesh?
Yeah, we both hung. From
William tree. Hung.
We're both hung.
Great.
That's where we thought we were mm-hmm. going.
Okay. Well, this has been really fun, guys.
Fantastic.
Really successful episode.
You wanted Lucy Goosey, and I would say this is it.
This is maybe the loosiest, goosiest
definitely
episode
loose.
That we've had.
I would say.
Baby. So, guys, I think the next time we get together, we will have seen Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh.
Spider-Man Homecoming?
Spider-Man Homecoming?
Is this someone asking Spider-Man to Homecoming?
Spider-Man
Homecoming? Homecoming? With like a big sign inside of his locker.
Mm-hmm.
Would you please?
I don't know. Are we all asking Spider-Man to go to Homecoming with us?
He already said he was going with me, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's fucking funny because he told me he was going with me.
Okay.
I'll chaperone either way.
All I know is my friend Peter Parker is staying home because he's such a freaking loser.
Like a total dork.
Yeah.
Parker. You know who's cool is that Flash Thompson?
Yeah. I'm also going to prom with him.
Wait a minute.
Double dipping.
I think I'm going with the Vulture.
Oh my God. I think he's too old for you in any state, whatever the laws are.
In any state?
Yeah, whatever the laws are.
No matter what, he's too old.
Does he steal youth in this movie, do you think? Is that why he's going after high school Spider-Man?
Probably.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to say, what the fudge? I didn't. My voice didn't
we all heard it. Let's rewind the tape and let's go back.
All I was saying.
Okay.
And I'm what, this the second time around I blew out the speakers?
God, Robert.
All I was gonna say is the Vulture's old.
The Vulture's
so they just have to have a de-aged Michael Keaton in this. I'm calling it now.
I think they just like got footage from him from The Founder where he looks kind of old. And
I hope that we have a de-aged Michael Keaton who is wronged by Robert Downey Jr. in some past incident. Some other event of an Iron Man movie and he's like scowling. Like,
or like
he had a lot of money going on that sports car race that
Whiplash
showed up at. So he's like, God, like he ruined me.
He's also egging on the Winter Soldier when he kills Tony Stark's parents.
He's just in the woods.
Yeah.
Like, do it.
He's in his Vulture costume in a tree, just like, yeah.
Winter
like
Soldier
his wings.
Was thinking about not doing something bad, and he was like, I'm your conscience.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it or I'll steal your youth.
Yeah, flapping above him.
Bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a new
a Freddy?
Element. Yeah, he's a real Freddy character.
Oh, boy.
Freddy versus Jason versus Vulture.
So that's what we're trying to say is we're going to see Spider-Man, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to see Spider-Man, okay? Cool. So we'll see you for Spider-Man. Bye.
Get out. Bye. Awoo.